brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hello and welcome to this Sips episode where the being good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2:07 a.m.
And 3:07 and 4:07.
No, dude, I've been streaming season 3 of The Boys. It is not safe for work.
No, not at all.
It's better than us, though. But you got to do it at 3:07 a.m.
Well, not a lot.
To beat us.
Honestly, there's a lot better than us. So
3:07 a.m., who's watching The Boys? Well, except for me.
I'm not going there. No. When you throw that ball up like that, normally I'll knock that back out of the park, teach you
waxing
lesson,
and polishing the boys.
I am not touching that one with a 100-foot pole.
Okay, keep going.
152, already in the toilet. All right, great, awesome. So this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
You know, when you said you had laws here, I thought I was back in Kentucky when I got pulled over.
I told you, the cop was hitting on you.
He was sweet on you,
Bob. He was, Brent, definitely hitting on you. He was jealous. He thought you had a party
mouth.
He was
jealous I didn't have the goat in the van yet.
Come sit in my seat, boy.
Mm-hmm. Good old boy, Harmeet.
What? I thought I got introduced last. What's going on here? You've thrown me off.
You're sitting in the wrong chair.
Yeah. That would be a short blast.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob.
We go clockwise here, you know. And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning, y'all.
That's
the Yankees' attempt at being Southern. Isn't that scary?
We go very weak, y'all.
Dear Lord. He buys his biscuits in a tube. Come on. So this is... Today's a Sips episode where we talk about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything you drink. Today is a whiskey episode. Well, it was till Harm knocked his glass over.
It's still a whiskey episode. There's plenty of this one.
That one looks like it's going to fall over there.
Yeah, he's going to start licking it in a minute. And
this
here's
is
the whiskeys.
Accident waiting to happen.
Here's the whiskeys we're going to discuss today. So we have Five Brothers Small Batch Kentucky Straight Bourbon from Heaven Hill. From Laws Whiskey House, we have the Laws Whiskey House Centennial Wheat Bottled in Bond, the Laws Whiskey House Henry Road Straight Malt Whiskey Batch Number 2, Laws Whiskey House 4-Grain Cognac Finished Bourbon, Laws St. Louis Valley Rye Bottled in Bond Batch Number 3, 7-Year, and the Laws 4-Grain Bourbon Bottled in Bond 8-Year. And then we also have Blackwood Toasted Bourbon from the folks at Justin's House of Bourbon. And from the guys at MGP, we have Rossville Union 2022 Barrel Proof Release. So let's have Justin tell us all about our Sips ratings.
Well, today, Roald Ronnie's back. Say hi to you guys. Because this is mostly West Coast stuff, and I'm a West Coast guy. Or I was. One sip.
That's the worst. Reagan,
I'd rather hear you do Bonzo.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth, Nancy.
That's what she said. It had to be done.
I was thinking about the story about Nancy.
It had to be done.
Frank Sinatra and Nancy, yeah.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
That was at the end when he didn't know what he was drinking.
Who am I?
Why do we get the old? Why do we get the old one? Why can't we have the younger one?
What did the younger one sound like?
Not like this.
I mean, how many of those World War II era movies did you watch?
All of them.
No, I watched the post World War II, so they recreate that stuff like those, the ones with Clint Eastwood in them. Kelly's Heroes, Eagle's Nest.
Yeah.
All right. Guns of Navarone.
Ron.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves.
Didn't he just do that one?
Pour me another.
Is it just me, or does that sound like half Reagan and half Paul Lynde from Hollywood Squares?
No, he's not going to Paul Lynde yet. No, he's not.
Five sips. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
There was a hint of Snagglepuss there.
If he would have
I think it was. And a little quick draw McGraw on the tail end. Yeah. So even though he made us suffer through that, we're going to have Justin tell us about our first whiskey.
Our first whiskey is the Five Brothers Small Batch Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's 45% alcohol by volume, which means it's 90 proof. And no, I did not do the math. This expression from Heaven Hill was created to pay homage to the five Shapira brothers who started Heaven Hill way back in 1935. Featuring a picture of the brothers back when they were young men on the front label, it is bottled at 90 proof to reflect the initial releases form from the distillery. It is the traditional Heaven Hill mash bill, 78% and 12% and 10%.
Do you need the grains listed?
So 78% is corn. Is it 12% wheat?
Rye. Jesus, how am I doing that?
And 10% what?
Malted barley.
And it's a blend of five different
ages. How many seasons we've been doing this?
Yeah.
I'm in the bourbon reform school. It's a blend of five ages of bourbons ranging from 5 to 9 years and is available at the Heaven Hill Bourbon Experience and select Kentucky retailers, which means two bottles are at select Kentucky retailers.
Yeah, I thought it was just the law. Yeah, I thought it was just there that they when I was there just recently, I thought they only released it
by
there.
Law. They have to release some bottles to liquor stores. It doesn't have to be more than one or two. They can't just do distillery only. I don't know why, but it's the law. So I found this color was light on the nose. It was
light. What?
Light what?
Light, like light brown. Drink it down.
A little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down.
I found the nose. The first thing that hit me was like wood, probably oak. A little bit of caramel behind that. A touch of wood glue, wheat, and mint. On the palate, it's mostly hit me the front of my tongue. And in the middle of the tongue. And it's pretty well balanced. And it really starts to open up on the finish, which is the reverse of most bourbons. You get most of the flavor at the end. It's pretty interesting. And I'm glad they made this. What did you think, Harm?
First off, it's a medium copper. The nose is very sweet and creamy, and I agree with you. There's a lot of oak, but not too much. I don't feel like it's overly oaked. Maybe a hint of citrus, and I agree with the palate. It's kind of weird. It comes across very watery at first, and then it builds. It just builds on the palate. I got a little bit of citrus. I got some great spice, and it's a medium finish. And I'm glad they made this too, but it's, you know, it's inexpensive bourbon that you can get only there. So it's worth getting when you're in Kentucky.
You're all missing the most important point.
Mm. Oh,
when they send it to us, they send us a Viewmaster. I mean, come on.
They're pandering to Gen X.
And you guys can watch out there with
you can see the Heaven Hill Bourbon Experience in three dimensions. Come on, that's the greatest thing ever.
See, I never had a 3D Viewmaster.
Well, your mother didn't like you.
No, she loved me. She wanted to keep me from your magic and your heresy with the 3D Viewmaster.
You're a complete bastard and we'll hate you.
Thank you, Mrs. Harmeet.
Yeah, Vivian.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Yes. What do you think, Brent?
I think the Viewmaster is a great addition to this.
There you go. See, he gets it.
Yeah, I agree with I agree with Harmeet, and that's unusual to do, but... You know, I got a little bit of clove on that palate as well. I got some a little bit of vanilla.
I couldn't place the clove. It's a spice, but I just couldn't place this clove. It's,
but there's something that's like different from it that I can't, you know, pinpoint. It was a flavor that's there that is just, it's not like it's a bad flavor or a great flavor. It's just something that's just doesn't fit in a normal, in your normal bourbon wheel of flavors, but I enjoyed it.
No, it's definitely in the normal wheelhouse, but it's just something that's not, we'd always taste. And maybe yeah. It's, I think what they're doing is they're taking some of that really old whiskey that's that maybe a little bit over the hill and then blending it with something younger. Maybe that's what we're tasting. I don't think you don't get too many old heaven. And you went down the wrong way, Brent.
Yeah.
Brent almost died.
He does not inhale.
Here. Yeah, look out. He's, don't cough too hard. You
might. I also want to say this 3D View Master has changed my life.
Told you. Yeah, if you cough too hard, you never know what might come out the other end.
We'll have to see if we can put pictures of this on the Facebook page.
Yeah, ask
them.
Well, I guess you could. You could use a projector to get that. I guess.
Find a way.
Yeah.
What do you think, Johnny?
I thought that some human being had actually dropped a grumpy.
That's a little harsh, but
yeah. Awful.
Yeah, that was a little harsh. Yeah, I mean, well done. I think it's, fairly typical Heaven Hill style. Well put together, and like everything from Heaven Hill, great value for the money. So, I can't say anything bad about it. And we got a Viewmaster, so I'm easily swayed, man. So,
I rated them one higher just because of the Viewmaster. Is that wrong?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely not.
No, go back to the normal score. Yeah, I'm not giving them points for Viewmaster.
So we're going to be rating the Five Brothers Small Batch Kentucky Straight Bourbon a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
But if you're a fan of Viewmasters, give it an extra.
Yeah, give it a 4. Yeah. All right, next so year. We'll go on to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Do we have enough time before the radio, commercial?
I'll start up after the break.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we've got Brent going to tell us about our next whiskey, so take it away.
Thanks. Our next whiskey is Law's Whiskey House Centennial Wheat, bottled in bond, 2021 release, 50% ABV, 100 proof, 5-year-old. Once we knew that bottled in bond, we already knew that 100 proof stuff. So, originally launched in 2019, this expression is made from 100% Colorado grown wheat and is the third release in the series. Created using 100% soft wheat, centennial wheat grown in the unique terroir of the San Luis Valley of Southern Colorado by Jason Cody of the Cody Family Farm and Colorado Malting Company. This heirloom variety of spring wheat produces a soft and floral whiskey with a bright, clean finish, boasting notes of jasmine tea.
Don't read their tasting notes. Give us yours.
Yeah, well, I'll get you mine too.
Right, okay, go ahead, read there.
So the whiskey. Okay, so the whiskey's mash bill features both raw and malted centennial wheat, and is then aged in 14 hand selected barrels produced at Law's Whiskey House in the summer of 2015. The barrels impart aromas of mountain strawberries and orange marmalade. The liquid's aged a total of 5 years, 8 months before it is bottled.
Okay, what barrels are they using that impart orange marmalade and strawberries?
Well, I don't know. I'm telling you. The one thing I got right off the bat when I was nosing it was like...
strawberries.
Yeah. Why do I have some strawberries? I was like, what is going on that I have strawberries in my whiskey? I don't have strawberries in my whiskey normally. So that one threw me for a loop.
I don't get the strawberries.
You don't get strawberries?
I got a floral note.
It's a floral note. It's not strawberry to me.
It's like, yeah, but I got a light vanilla in there. The strawberries I got on the palate. I got a lot of fruit. I got some black pepper. It's got some vanilla. I got a little bit of that jasmine tea and those. I mean, I don't, you know, say pink peppercorns over the black pepper or the, you know, clove. I mean, it's, I don't know enough to distinguish between that, but I got some pepper off of it. It had a nice medium finish, very pleasant. You know, it's right in line with their previous years, you know, and.
Is this a bourbon? It's just Centennial Wheat Whiskey. So they can be using used barrels, right? They don't tell you what barrels they're using.
Don't know. What do you think, Justin?
I thought this was a really nice whiskey, and it's different, and I know Laws is going for different, so they got what they were going for. On the palate, it was like a lot of wood in the front, a little hint of marshmallows and cedar in the middle, and then went back to wood again. But it was balanced. It was fun. I liked it.
I actually agree with Justin more this time than Brent. I don't get those strawberry notes. I got soft, like a maltiness.
Maltiness comes through definitely.
Yeah, yes. The malted wheat's there, and the citrus is there. Just that little bit of that, maybe that orange marmalade they're talking about. But I'm not getting the strawberries at all. Plenty of oak.
Strawberries have blown off from when we first opened.
It's
they
not
were really there when we first opened.
See, it's, you know, not, when I think of strawberries, I think of that that Glendronach Portwood finish. That is strawberry jam and butter. If there's strawberry here, it's very light.
Yeah, it's really blown off now.
When we first opened it, it was
right. Before I even read anything, I was like, "Why am I getting strawberries?" And
it just came across more floral to me than berry.
Well, ours has had plenty of time to blow off while we waited for the late guy to show up.
Right. Mm. No wonder he didn't get any strawberries in his.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I got some black tea on the palate, and there's some green notes, and the finish was medium. So. Mm. Pretty nice. How about you think? What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, I definitely get the tea notes on it, and I definitely get the citrus. I'm not sure if it's like a sweet orange or if it's a little bit more of a bitter orange. There's still that floral note to it, and it's got a...
And the floral note really comes back on the... Yeah. I just had another sip. Yeah. That really reverberates on the palate.
Yeah, the floral note is really big in the tip of the nose, and after you swallow, you really get it on the back palate. So,
and I can see where they came up with jasmine tea in their tasting note now. I agree with that then.
Yeah, I mean, again, as usual, another solid effort from the guys at Law's Whiskey House, and we rate this one a very solid 3 sips.
Interesting.
So we're going to go to our next one, and we're going to have...
Harm.
I don't even know what your name is, bud.
Yeah.
That's good old boy Harmeet to you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Law's Whiskey House Henry Rhodes Straight Malt Whiskey, batch number 2, 50% ABV or 100 proof. This is the second release from the Law's Whiskey House of its bonded Henry Rhodes Straight Malt Whiskey. The whiskey is made used with heirloom varietal of Touro barley and Munich malt, which are grown at by Wayne Cody of the Cody Family Farm in Colorado Malting Company. The Touro barley is grown in a field alongside the Henry Road, and which is the whiskey's namesake. In a departure from the typical malt whiskey distilling techniques, the whiskey is cooked, fermented, and distilled on grain. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know either. You know what that means, Bob?
The guy who sits there and tells us he knows everything there is to know about scotch.
I've never heard of this. I guess it's an atypical process.
When they make a mash in Scotland, when it goes into the still, how does it go in the still?
What do you mean?
They take that mash, the liquid, with all the solids in it. What do? They strain the solids out and put it into the still.
I thought everybody does that.
No.
Oh, it's fermenting with the solids?
Yeah, like you do bourbon.
Oh, dude.
They're fermenting and they're distilling with the solids. Of course, fermenting with the solids.
I mean, distilling with the solids. That's what I meant, yeah. No, I thought bourbon strains it too.
No.
They actually do? Okay, well, damn. Learn something new, kids. I learned something new. You guys probably all know this.
Schmuck. Nope.
53-gallon, number 3 American Char white oak barrels. This was filled in the summer of 2016. The color is a beautiful copper. And see, let's reapproach this. I think we were talking earlier off the air. Bob was saying he's got apple, and I didn't get any. But now that's been sitting in my glass. It's green apple on the tip. There's honey, lots of toasted oats, hint of vanilla, green wood notes as well. The palate. Let's taste again. Sweet candy. A little bit of like seaweediness. Lots of pipe tobacco, sweet pipe tobacco. It's got kind of a slightly bitter aftertaste.
Yeah.
And the finish is medium. Quite different from anything I've had. And it doesn't remind me of
Yeah, that's malt what whiskey. I like about it is
it's a geek's whiskey.
It's a geek's this whiskey.
That's exactly what
very,
I wrote
very,
down.
Brent and I were talking about it before you got here.
It's not the geek you want. I know. This is the geek I make
for. And we just find it, yeah, I mean, it's like, I really find it interesting. I really do. And it's got... You know, it's different. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, that's enough. One thing I wrote down: geek whiskey. It's they are trying to get away from the everything is the same kind of bourbon philosophy, and so they are doing the different things.
They're trying to make a Colorado style, like right. A lot of the guys in Colorado are, and I applaud them because it seems like they've all gotten together and said we're all
going
to do this.
Yeah, but they're all doing. It seems like the guys in Colorado are going heavy on malted whiskeys. Laws at least is still playing.
Yeah,
with
they
rye
are,
and wheat.
But they're also not. They're trying to be their own style.
Right. They're not trying to be awesome. Kentucky. They're not trying to be Tennessee.
No. They're not trying to be Scotland. I mean, they're trying to be Colorado.
Right. I think we're, you know, sometime they're going to have a definition. We're going to have, you know, just like we have
5,200 feet,
Alabama.
Baby.
Rocky Mountain High.
Right. The different states and stuff. Yeah. Rocky Mountain High whiskey.
But it's, yeah, it's, I mean, on the nose, it's like cream of wheat porridge.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, a little bit of honey. And then, yeah, I get that green apple on the tip of the tongue. And then I get that, like, seaweedy, kelpy sort of note on the back. And then that sweet pipe tobacco kicks in. And it's got a pretty decent finish.
I appreciate they're trying to be different, but it just left me confused.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. That's the thing. I mean, it's not going to – I don't think it's going to be for everybody, but – it's well made, and I found, you know, so I learn more about whiskey drinking the interesting things than I do about everything that tastes like everything else, because everything, you know, if everything tastes like everything else, then you don't learn a damn thing. So we're going to be rating the Laws Whiskey House Henry Road Straight Malt Whiskey Batch Number 2. Three sips.
Interesting.
All right, so we're going on to our next one, which is the... Laws Whiskey House 4-grain cognac finished bourbons, 47.5% ABV, 94 proof. Their cognac finished bourbon is the first release of a living and evolving annual blend. To learn more about cognac, they called on sixth generation cognac producer Alain Royer. He helped provide technical expertise on cognac finishing and blending. The expression is made using a Solera process where only a portion of their cognac finished bourbon is released at a time, leaving the remainder to marry with future blends of whiskey. Made with Laws 4-grain straight bourbon that has been aged for a minimum of 2 years in new American casks, select barrels are then chosen to be finished in 250 and 400 liter cognac casks for secondary finishing. Finally, the cognac finished bourbon is married together in a 50-year-old, 60-hectoliter French oak cognac blending vat, which is known as a fodder, which was sourced for Laws by Mr. Royer. Each year, only a portion of the fodder will be harvested, meaning each annual release will contain molecules and style of continuity of the first batch, which is what you get with the Solera. After a portion of the blend is harvested for each release, it's immediately topped up with cognac finished 4-grain, and the cycle continues. So the Laws team expects the whiskey's flavor to evolve with time, making it a collectible whiskey year to year. So on the nose, I get almost like a stewed fruit, like dark red fruits. With a little bit of baking spice on it. And on the palate. On the palate, I get a little bit of apple pie spice. I get some, I definitely get the older wood taste on it. Get a little bit of the cognac. But there's a drop off on this in the center of my palate. and I taste it more on the roof of my mouth than I do on the tongue, which is...
It's coming back a little bit more now,
it, though. It absolutely has, because when we first opened it, it was like a hole, you know?
Big hole.
But it's, now that it's gotten some air, it's...
Now I can definitely, it's definitely more on the palate.
Yeah, it's coming down. When we first opened it, it was, all the taste was in the roof of your mouth and not really in the palate, if that makes any sense. But now it's come down, and yeah, this really needed air.
This one here, this really, of all of them, the air has really improved it.
Significantly improved.
Yes.
Mm. I wasn't expecting this to change so much with air. This is great.
Getting a little bit of raisin note on it. Yeah. I mean, what'd you think, Brent?
Right. Because my initial thing was that I said, I feel it falls short because I just kind of felt like they cut the process off.
Yeah. When we first opened it, that was my thought.
You know, that it left this hole.
It was not enough cognac cast.
Left this hole. Right. I didn't get that. You know, sometimes people overdo it. And this time I felt like they didn't do it enough. And the other thing was that, you know, when they say they want to make it a collectible whiskey from year to year, I would have preferred to say they make it a drinkable whiskey from year to year. Mm-hmm. You know, I want people to drink things and not collect them.
Yeah, that's the big divide in whiskey. Yeah. Drinkers and the collectors, and there's always a tension between the two.
Yeah, you know, so I don't want anyone to put out something is and make it say collectible. Mm-hmm. I want them to, you know, it's that one there, but this one, the air on this improved it immensely.
Oh, yeah.
I like it a lot better now.
Oh, significantly. It's an entirely different whiskey.
Yeah.
Entirely different. That hole disappeared.
It did. I got a lot of apple butter on the palate, and it really came through after the air hit it for a while.
I can't remember the last time I had apple butter. Four or 5 years ago.
I got some fresh apple butter made up there in Virginia.
Yeah, I used to make a couple of cases every year and give it out for Christmas presents.
Well, my wife's grandma passed away a few years ago, so I don't get the apple butter.
Didn't get it when she was alive. She didn't like you.
Yeah, she made me pick cotton the first time I met her. I literally went out into the field and picked cotton.
I like it.
It's because I was the dark one there. I know.
Right.
Ooh.
Justin, what about you? What do you think about this one?
So it was interesting. I got a slight sea salt on the nose, and then on the mid palate, it was a lot stronger. And I got, it was like really bitter for the first hour.
Like harm.
After we opened it, like harm.
That's a tea.
I think that's that black tea note of the
bitterness.
And I didn't get any cognac. So if they wanted to make a bourbon balance with a cognac finish, they failed at that, but they did make an interesting bourbon. Or whiskey.
I don't think they failed because I do get the cognac notes. They just came out a little bit. They're on the roof of my mouth. It was like that apricot and spice on the roof of my mouth.
With the Solera process, I think you're going to see it evolve more.
I think
maybe they were thinking that they don't want to overdo it.
Cognac over time?
Overdo it the first year. Because if you overdo it the first year, it's hard to come back from that.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep refilling it with cognac every year?
No, they're new cognac barrels. They're going to age it and then finish it in cognac barrels, and then it goes into the fodder. So
I'm guessing the way they've done this, they're using wet cognac barrels. They're not getting barrels that are
taken apart. Yeah, I would think so.
Because I remember there have been other bourbons I've tasted. No, I had other bourbons that they've totally failed with cognac finish because they're taking the barrels apart and they dry up before they get here.
Heaven Hill Select Stock was the best cognac finish I've ever had.
I've never had that one. I'd love to try that.
I have some.
There's a Glenlivet cognac finish that they intentionally used wet barrels, and it really comes. It tastes like twice the price.
Well,
but this, I think they're doing the right thing. It's just as it goes. It's going to be better.
We're going to be rating the Laws Whiskey House 4-grain cognac finish bourbon, a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
I thought we'd go higher now, man. After all that air?
That was what we had before it came back, honestly. I'd bump it a little bit. All right, Justin.
So now we're talking about Laws San Luis Valley Rye. Bottled and bond, batch 3. 7 years old. Of course, bottled and bond's always 100 proof or 50% alcohol by volume. This new 7-year rye expression was crafted from Colorado Malting Company's San Luis Valley rye grain, harvested from a single season. Made from a batch of only 23 barrels, distilled in the fall of 2014, aged 7 years and 1 month. The mash bill is 95% heirloom rye and 5% heirloom barley. This definitely tasted like a 95.5 rye profile. On the nose, I got just a hint of cherry cola, some faded honey, and black currants. On the palate, I got mint, serrano pepper, and it gets stronger as it oxidizes, which usually whiskey will fade, but it's interesting. What do you think, Harmeet?
I kind of disagree with you. I don't think this is a typical 95.5 because I usually get more orange peel and dill from MGP, obviously.
No, it's arrow and grains, so it's different.
Yeah, but so this is the grains are different. And I the cherry cola note's a good call. I get it more now. Honey, black currants, yeah, definitely. It's a light perfumey floral note. It's not citrus. It's just a beautiful floral note. I get the mint. I got melons. I got there's a nuttiness which I can't really place, and there's a vegetal green pepper thing. Yeah. I guess you could call it serrano. Yeah.
It's not spice pepper. It's physical.
It's not
growing.
Like, it's not like a capsicum.
I don't know if it's a serrano pepper or if it's a jalapeno, but it's there's that pepper note. So
it's quite good.
Wow. What do you think?
Yeah, this one, when you hear 95.5, you always get that in your brain, you're thinking one thing already. And so this does not, like you said, is not your 95.5 that most people are used to, So get that out of your judgment right away, because that's what you think of. But yeah, that pepper that you get in there, I think it's like a green pepper serrano. I mean, it's a freshness to it, that you get out of it.
Yeah. It's not the heat you expect from a serrano.
No, not so much the heat. It's the pepper.
Green pepper.
Exactly, yeah.
It's vegetal.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable. I mean, it's a different 95.5, and it's still pleasant.
I would definitely buy this.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Sure.
Every year their stuff gets better. So we're going to be rating the Laws San Luis Valley Rye Bottled in Bond Batch Number 3. Well deserved. Three sips.
Interesting.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing some really good whiskeys here from the folks at Law's Whiskey House. So I think you're up next, or are you up next?
Oh, no.
That's me.
Harm wanted to jump in on there.
No, I didn't want to jump in.
He did. He wanted to mess up the schedule. So
all right,
gonna let him.
I'm going to jump ahead.
We're going to let him. We're going to let him.
That's right.
All right. Law's 4-grain bottled and bond 8-year-old, 50% ABV, first released in 2016. This is the sixth release of their bottled and bond 4-grain bourbon. It's aged for a full 8 years, and is one of the oldest whiskey releases from the distillery so far. 60% corn, 20% heirloom wheat, 10% heirloom rye, 10% heirloom malted barley. This is the best 4-grain I've had from them. The blows away the one I had a couple years ago. It's the colors of medium copper. The nose is sweet and floral. There's tons of orange and toffee. There's like a little bit of jam there. The palate is brown butter. Sandalwood is huge. And I guess there's a little bit of orange. Let me try it again. Hint of black tea. There's some dark fruit. Brown butter and sandalwood. And that sandalwood is just gorgeous. I don't know where that's coming from.
You almost think there was a couple of Mizunara staves in that cask.
It does not remind me of Japanese.
But I'm just saying, with that much sandalwood, you usually don't get that in American whiskey.
I don't know what they're... Oh, maybe it's got to be those heirloom grains. Justin, what do you think?
So first four grain I ever had was the E.H. Taylor four grain, which was very good. This is even more interesting than that at, you know, 1/20th the price.
Yeah.
That you can get it for. I really enjoyed it. I got like a pretty good orange peel note, sandalwood.
That sandalwood just keeps coming back on my palate.
Yeah, the finish just makes it.
The sandalwood just can't get up. You can't get the sandalwood off your tongue.
Comes alive.
Not bad. I love it.
Yeah, I'm
it weather. Finishes with that. It's pretty cool. It's fresh.
I thought the finish was medium at first, but it seems to be lingering a little bit longer now. It's got some oxygen.
It is. It is doing a very good job of that. You know, and the one thing we didn't notice, and we didn't talk about this time, is those Laws bottles. When you see them on the shelf, you're going to know it right away because they're this square, heavy bottom bottles. Their sample bottles come out of the same way, but it's they're so nice to see
beautiful
something
packaging.
Different.
They've had that since day one.
So, yeah. You know, but. You know, when you talk about a four grain and people were coveting the E.H. Taylor four grain, I think this one, I think holds
I think
its own.
Yeah, I think,
and then some. You know,
yeah. I mean, the money,
you don't want to compare it against another one, but it's like, man, you only have so many four grains out there,
right?
And
most of them, honestly,
most of us only have so much money.
Most four grains ain't all that good, but they do it well. Yeah. They do
this
it.
This is
very
done
well.
Very well.
Yeah,
this is the best product that we've had of theirs today. Mm-hmm. Of, you know, of the ones that of these
it's
samples
actually, that that's the best product I've had of theirs ever. I can't wait to get this one in the store.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Well, I mean, we've had a good relationship with the folks at Laws for years. I liked
their whiskeys. This is just my favorite one.
In Chicago at the Benny's World of Whiskeys years ago, and so we've done a lot of their stuff over the years, and we've watched it grow. And fortunately, this one every year they do a Zoom tasting and
yeah, I did a Zoom tasting with them last year.
Get to do that, and I tell them every year. I said this year is better than last year, and that's not a knock on last year. Last year was excellent.
Right.
This is even better. They are absolutely getting.
They're finding their stride.
The quality is going up and up and up, and they started out with quality.
It's
so
it's pretty good.
Yeah, they're
just
nailing
it. Keeps getting better.
Yeah, they're nailing it, and they have been for a while, and really really nice people.
I said a couple of years ago, I thought their wood was just there was too much wood and it was too green.
Well, it was young.
I think it was
young product.
This is so much better.
Yeah, they're really hitting it on all cylinders now, and like I said, great people, great company, and a great whiskey. So we're going to be rating the Laws four grain bottled and bond 8 year well deserved. Four sips.
That's classified.
All right, so we're going to go to our next whiskey, and I'm going to look at Brent and go,
I want you to feel like you can tell me anything, okay?
So why don't you tell us about our next whiskey?
I will tell
you
anything.
Where did the whiskey touch you, Brent?
Yeah, so this next one is Blackwood Toasted Bourbon, Batch 1, 60.5% ABV. That's 121 proof. And there was only 1,700 bottles made.
Woo!
Yes. Yeah, you're gonna have to hear more of this woo as we go on to this one.
Oh, I'll play woo all day.
You will be wooing for a while.
Kidding?
So Blackwood Distilling Company was founded by Guinness and Lisa McFadden and named after the stable, the home to the 2019 Kentucky Derby winner, Country House. Looking to create a signature style all their own, they recruited Justin Sloan and Justin Thompson of the world-famous Justin's House of Bourbon to assist in sourcing and blending. Starting out with a group of barrels of six-year-old Kentucky bourbon, they decided to finish individual barrels in three types of different secondary barrels, a char level 2, a char level 4, and toasted barrels. Nine barrels were chosen for the blending into the Blackwood Toasted Bourbon Batch 1.
Nine barrels, you can't buy it outside Justin's Bourbon House. This is unobtainium, and this is not fair.
Yeah, no, it's completely it's fair. All you got to do is go to Kentucky. You can get it all day long.
Unfortunately, no relation to good old boy Justin at all.
Unfortunately, Justin, you got to get in on that.
I know.
So it's
yes.
Like,
should be Justin, Justin, and Justin.
If you have not been to Justin's House of Bourbon,
oh, go.
Either in Louisville or the original in Lexington, you absolutely have to go.
I had
go.
A great time when we were there.
Yeah.
You have to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the color on this one is the 70s copper penny. That's I like.
Oh, that's at least early 70s.
Yeah. That's a deep copper. Yeah.
That's almost 60s.
Yeah. you know. So on the nose, I get that vanilla, that orange, a little bit of tobacco on there. Man, that is just that
huge.
It's just sweet. It's huge, a little sweetness to it. On the palate, let me take a little taste of this again because
I think you should.
I should do that, you know?
I think you should.
Yes, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So this pretty, is, right?
Oh, my gosh. You get this like orange, you get a vanilla, you get like a plantain, like that, not quite a banana tasting, but a little bit of a plantain tasting on there. Black pepper, tobacco. You know, when the finish ends, I'll let you guys know.
I'll phone you.
Yeah, right.
Right. I'll call this one in. Mm-hmm.
It is stunningly good.
Yeah.
It is very good, you know? So, I mean, as soon as I tasted this, I was like, okay, well, I got to throw a picture of this up on my Facebook page, you know, because this is delicious.
I want this. I have to go to Kentucky. We just came back from Kentucky last month.
I know. I was just there 2 weeks ago, and I should have stopped in and got this. I made a mistake.
We still have a full, almost full bottle right here.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing this. We were at Justin's house. Was this available back
been,
in?
It may not have been released
yet. It's already sold out.
Of course. Of course.
Didn't last long.
We're going to talk to you about a bourbon, and you can't have it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what did you think, Justin?
So on the nose, I got wood, some roses, a little hint of molasses.
A good call on the roses. It was a floral note, but I did call those roses.
And on the palate, it was spicy. There's like a nice oak surrounding the whole thing. A little bit of caramel and green raisins. On the finish, it was nice, long, woody. You can appreciate the toasted part of this expression mostly at the end. I liked it.
Nice, long, and woody. Okay.
Hey now.
Family kind of show there, buddy.
You know? How come you don't have any 70s porn music on the machine? You should have some boom chicka wow.
Chicka boom boom. Chicka chicka boom boom. For the nice, long, woody expression.
What do you think?
What?
Go ahead. What's your thoughts on it?
Oh, I've been chiming in the whole time, dude.
Right. Well, then we'll skip you.
Skip me, man. This is excellent.
Full disclosure to all the people listening out there. Several of us at the table are very good friends with both Justin Sloan and Justin Thompson. So we've friends of ours we've known for years. But Sloan and JT, guys, you hit this one out of the park. I mean,
I've never met them, but I want to meet them now.
This is... If I had handed this to you and told you this is a 6-year bourbon,
no,
you would never believe me in a million years.
Never put it out there. No,
that's a lie.
The nose on it is absolutely tremendous. I mean, that's everything that you want.
It's almost like a bourbon for Japanese export kind of profile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty cool. We can get some out here. Yeah. Just the heavy wood influence.
I love that the thinking went out of the box to produce this.
Yeah.
You know, because this is something that nobody else has done yet. I mean, everybody's done like, okay, well, let's do a secondary barrel now and stuff like that. But this is three secondary barrels combined together.
And this has been sitting in our glass for how long? And it hasn't gone down one inch.
It's right. Gone.
The nose is just as big. The finish is, I'm still tasting it. The finish is just as long. Yeah, I mean, this was really well done, guys. Really, really well done. So I am excited to see what batch number 2 holds for us. But we're going to be rating the Blackwood Toasted Bourbon, batch number 1. Well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes! 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 Yes!
All right, so that takes us on to...
I heard that last time. I was going to hit her today, too. Wow. That's...
That takes us on to our... our last whiskey of the day, which is from Rossville Union, which is a brand that's owned by the folks over at MGP. This is the Rossville Union 2022 Barrel Proof, 58.6% ABV, 117.2. 7 years old. The 2022 limited edition release of the Rossville Union Barrel Proof comes from a batch of 82 barrels that were specially selected for this release by the team at Ross and Squibb Distillery, formerly known as MGP, can't keep up with the names. But yeah, huge distillery, well known in the whiskey community here in the U.S. and hell, all over the world. Oh, it's got a great nose on it. Almost like a malt cider, kind of apple cidery with baking spice, kind of little hint to it. And on the palate, boom. Huge wood, but not overdone. Just enough tannin to give you that bite, but not overly drying. Like blackstrap molasses. A little bit of honey. Again, huge, huge oak on this. I mean, wow. This is all this. It's like I've been saying for the last hour. This is all they should be bottling. This is what I know MGP has, you know, stashed away. This is without a doubt of their own brands. This is without a doubt the best thing I've ever had from them. I mean, this is fantastic.
Blows away the original Rossville Union.
Yeah, say, forget everything you know about Rossville. Yeah. Forget it all because if you were thinking it's going to be something close to the regular Rossville that you've had,
not even stuff, the same solar system. Not
right. It's
and I love the Remus Reserve, but this is
blows. I honestly think this is better than any of the Remus Reserves I've had. Yeah. I think this one is absolutely mind-blowing. This thing is fantastic. If you can find a bottle of this, grab it.
Right. When I just saw Rossville, I was like, okay, great, yeah, we're going to have this. And it was like, I didn't realize that it was the cask strength. And then it was like, whoa, this is not my normal Rossville. Uh-huh. Give me this good stuff. Justin?
This reminds me a lot of 7 year Willets that I had from like 2009, 2010. They were sourcing from MGP then as well. But again, a 20th or a 100th of the price that you'd get that is really well put together. I got prunes and oak on the nose, and the prunes faded off after it had been out for an hour, hour and a half. On the palate, I got cherry pie, which is now faded. It has a really nice mouthfeel to it.
Oh, yeah.
It balances, coats every inch, starts oily,
every place, finishes dry.
Yeah. Coats every inch of your mouth, your tongue, under your tongue, the back of your throat. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a good massage.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like you had a great massage after you finished the spirit.
Stop looking at me like that. It's not happening, dude.
Oh, well.
Look, one could try. I like you. Like. Yeah. Like.
So go out and get this if you can.
Yeah, this is just, again, this is, I think, the best thing that they've done so far. And it just shows you, because, I mean, we've all had some barrels of, you know, that came from this distillery that were sold to other producers, bottled under their own name that we've had.
And we went and sold for three times the price.
Oh my God, that one's so good.
Yeah, or 20 times.
Yeah, guys, please save these for yourself.
No, that's okay. Keep sending them to us.
Yeah, I mean, save these for yourself. Don't be selling these to somebody else, man. Bottle these under your own brand and kill it. So it's, this one is absolutely the best thing I've had from them. So, well, we're going to be rating the...
I didn't even just say anything.
Oh, then say it
quick. Oh, thank gosh.
I don't care anymore. Everything to be said has been said. Just give it the five sips. Do it, Bob.
We're going to be rating the Rossville Union 2022 Barrel Proof, and absolutely well-deserved.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Five sips.
That's right. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. It just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
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 This one does. I mean, it's these last two bourbons that we've had here.
Yeah.
Actually, the last three were very good, but I mean, it was...
The last two have been outstanding.
The last two are just like...
Yeah. Well, I'm glad...
I'm torn between...
I'm glad I had those at the end, because it would have been unfair to put them in the front. Because honestly, all the ones we've had, all the Laws and the Five Brothers, all great whiskeys, but you know, you can't, you know, I'll can't put these in the front. That'd ruin the whole thing. So, well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
I fought the law and the law won.
No, no. The Rossville Union won.
And thank you, Harb.
Thank you, Bob. And I mean it this time. I
know you don't. And thank you, Justin.
Oh, thank you very much. I wish I was here to really drink this stuff with you guys.
I just, no.
It doesn't work. Doesn't
I'm
work.
Telling you, it's more Paul N than it is him.
Yeah.
Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And thankfully, we didn't have to do any of that today. So,
not at all.
Oh, especially those last ones.
Yeah, hand that Blackwood back down here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't mention, I got a lot of cake batter on the Blackwood.
Ooh.
Yeah, like vanilla cake batter. And what's coming out?
Well, you know.
I love this job.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.